Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real Talk with Emo on StreetsRadio.com. That's Streets spelled with a Z. And I'm your host, Sir Emo, here in Sacramento, California. This is my one-hour internet radio show that pops off every Monday, 10 a.m. on the West Coast, 12 a.m. Central Time, and 1 a.m. on the East Coast. We keep it real here on Real Talk with Emo, and I'll be bringing you new music, live interviews, and we'll be talking about real-life subjects like politics, religion, and life in your hood. This is the place to be every Monday. You can also listen on your cell phone or be a part of the live discussion by calling area code 646-478-3243 or log on to blogtalkradio.com/streetsradio to hear shows you may have missed before. There you can copy and paste the widget and put it on your page or your website to stay updated and help us spread the word. You are now tuned in to Real Talk with Emo on streetsradio.com. Log on to paceout.net and you can find my Twitter, my MySpace, my Facebook, all that good stuff, how to cop my music and to support the movement. But other than that, we're going to get into the first song and get this show started. You know how we do. One love. God bless. 2010.
Make
up, we stuck in the same fucking circle till this shit blow up. Stop listening to your girl, see your girl want us to self-destruct, your time is up. I had enough of your bullshit, he say, she say, drama. Call a girl on the three-way, you can be my woman, but you better take it easy. Shit, I changed your life, took you out the hood, big dreams and lights. Any other bitch round me, blink twice, bet you I'll be out of her life, out of her sight. Okay, you out of here, psych, walk out, slam the door and get right. Shit, I know you can't leave, you addicted like drugs and that drug be me.
Yeah, what's up with it? You tuned in to Real Talk with Emo. It's Monday, May 10th. It's one of my homies locked up in a penitentiary birthday today, so, you know, just wanted to say happy birthday to you, man. I know you can't hear me, but hopefully you feel the spirit and I'm thinking about you. On that note, man, today is kind of a crazy day for me. I'm still tripping off the fact of some crazy shit that happened over this weekend. On my YouTube page, Facebook wall, I posted a video of a photo shoot. It was called The Goonies, and my partner Eclipse the Hustle was putting together a compilation called The Goonies with a bunch of his homies on it and stuff like that. So I went out there to shoot them real quick and shoot the pictures, and he wanted like three of his other homies behind him in the picture. And there was one of the dudes in the picture that had some dreads in his picture, I mean in his head. He's in the video, he's counting money, and you can check it out on my YouTube and on my Facebook page. But it was something funny, man. It was something weird. You know, every time you turn on the camera, brothers turn into that, yeah, man, this is woo, 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 man. We out here doing it big, man. Nigga, you better stick. You know, they start doing all that, you know, that big talk, man. I try to refrain from that when somebody turns the camera on to me. I try to always be different when I'm doing something different. But moving right along, the homie was on there, you know, pulling out his money and shit. You know, he was in the pimp game real deep. You know, and he's a little gangster, you know what I mean? Been in the pen, you know, whatever, whatnot. Long story short, man, him and some brother got into it, whatever, whatever. And from that day that I filmed the video, I'm the last person that shot a picture of him or filmed some video of him. 3 days later, the man dies because he was murdered. He got killed. He was shot twice, one in the butt came out of his stomach, and one was in the back of his arm, and it hit a major artery, and that's where he was bleeding so much, and they couldn't stop the bleeding, so for like a day and a half or whatever, it was touch and go, and everybody was worried about if he was going to make it. This morning, my homie called me and told me that he didn't make it, so rest in peace, man. Sally on Mac and Style, man. Rest in peace, homie. I know you up there looking down on us now, trying to make sure that we don't do the same thing that a lot of brothers seem to have to do. And I kind of,
it kind of hurts me more than any. I just met the dude, so it touched me because how can I just meet a brother, shake his hand, and then days later he dead, and then I filmed him, I got the foot, so it kind of touched me. On top of that, that brothers keep dying like this, man. I mean, you know, not just a little bit over a year ago, my homie Hondo got shot the same kind of situation, but it was a different situation of the reason happening, but a brother couldn't handle a brother standing up for himself or whatever, so he pulled out the gun, popped him a couple times, and bad shot. So Hondo was fighting for his life because he got hit in a major artery too, and they had to cut his leg off, though, and that's what saved him. But the homie get hit in the major artery a year and so later, and it don't just go down so lucky for him. And what I can't understand is, why can't niggas see that this shit is set up for niggas to be gangsters, for niggas to go to the pen and then come out and have stripes and be tough and be talking about, yeah, nigga, I'm about to do this and put in work. Yeah, I've been to the pen, man. I'm a gangster. I understand, man. Believe that. I got a lot of G niggas. I ain't never been to the penitentiary. I ain't never killed nobody, but I done shot guns. I done all the shit, man. But it was a time in my life that I said, man, you know what? This shit ain't getting me nowhere. But I read a book or something, you know what I mean? I think it was, you know, I'm not a Muslim or nothing, and but it was the Farrakhan thing when they first popped up and the Nation of Islam first popped up. It kind of gave me insight of looking deeper into myself. So, I got to reading more, and I got to looking deeper into history, man, and seeing that a lot of this stuff is put in position for us to kill ourselves. So they don't have to chase us and kill us themselves. So, I mean, if they just put the drugs in the hood and the guns in the hood and they make niggas feel like, man, this is all I got to do, shit, what you gonna do? This is all I got to do. Luckily for myself, I figured out, man, I can do this music shit. I ain't doing that. I'm finna do this. I'm finna treat this like that. So I started hustling my music and my talents and the stuff that I do. Rock.
Yeah, cousin,
speak on me, none of that shit.
Listen,
don't talk about me, dawg.
like you don't know me, bruh. Don't ask where I'm at unless you owe me, bruh. Don't try, don't use my shit in vain. Talk to some dough. You know my paper's up. I know you fake as fuck. Look at my interior. Girl, I know you hate my guts. You sucked me while I was driving. That mean I drove you nuts. I'm in a dream world. So I'm flipping through green girls. These fucking paper sluts got me waking up with paper cuts. Flipping work like pancakes. That syrup got me mapled up with hammers all over the table. So you haters can get stapled up. I'm chasing money, bitch. Fuck what you talking about. You either ride or die, fuck what you walking about. We gon' leave them suckin' niggas in the street and let the police come and chalk them out. Then blend off in the crowd like, yeah, motherfucker, who talking now? My heart don't pump no fear, my heart pump gasoline. I'm about to fuck the world with no Vaseline. And if that's your girl, then get it off your chest, nigga. I ain't never been the type to speak up on the next nigga. Turn when I hit the block. Young niggas outside getting chipped for rock. And shoot at niggas and talk shit to cops. Shop don't close till we get the guap. Grind don't stop till I reach the top. Streets are tight so niggas keep your chop. Keep from getting popped if you a beast or not. My niggas getting paid. I thought you suckers knew. You niggas in the way. Boy, let them pluckers through. You know about me, dawg. You know what I do. You recognize the G. Now who the fuck are you? Straight out the A where the niggas don't play. Blow a nigga out of chains and maybe throw a couple strays. So don't act brave, but you might get grazed. Get him in the mustache, nigga might get shaved. That silver hate shit got me blazed. My chain look glazed, yo bitch amazed. She shocked and dazed, she jocked my way. My cock get praised by hoes these days. Yeah, that bitch can be sick and have a lot of ass. I'm just after that cash flow in her Prada bag. My music goes for itself, so I ain't gotta brag. I'm Cousin Feet, you know my name, nigga, you ain't gotta ask.
Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. gotta change, but I can't find a way to make it out the game. So I hit the booth, hit my niggas with the truth, cause out here, they locking up brothers like me and you. But this year, I'ma keep going and sew the town up. If you ain't trying to get money, don't come around us. Tired of seeing niggas die from dumb shit. I see you riding clean, coming through with a bad bitch, but your homie don't like that. Now you gotta watch your own back where you grind at. Why I be in the studio, working on my raps, trying to get my money on so I can buy that. Cause when I see another brother doing this thing, it's all good, cause we don't have role models in our hood. All I see is drop things, niggas roll on things, and throwing up gang signs, weapon is gang.
Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game.
I hear you, Deucey, man. So what we gonna do about that?
We gonna show them they can do it.
Yeah, real talk, man. It can be done. If we can do it, you can do it.
Most definitely.
My life a brighter blue. I told my daughters I would die for you, so never would I lie to you. That's something real riders do. I'm a damn grown man, so you know I stand true. With Christ in my life, ain't nothing I can't do. I move and I groove amongst the angels. Running free with the Lord, Satan won't be tangled. Hate from every angle, and they wonder why we act this way. Life ain't in living color, see the black or gray. Got my ear to the streets, can't hear what the pastor say. But it's cool, long as everything go mass away. I say, hey, Neil, what you say, man? You're wasting putting off your reputation, but talk like that make you think I'm free racing. So we more concerned with a good vibration. Damn Satan, the sweat the nation.
Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game.
Never material driven, I'm about to be living like I was a king. Yeah, that I mean, it ain't safe to be broke, that's why I still choke. But I ain't telling you to smoke. But if you do, get your money first hand. Gotta be your own man. If it don't feel right, throw it in the trash can. And take this chance to recognize gang. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change.
Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Do what you gotta do, but know you gotta change. Try to find a way to make it out the game.
What's up with it? If you can hear, I'm standing outside. I don't know if you can hear it, though. That's helicopters all over my house. They out here looking for somebody. I don't know if you can hear it, though. I mean, you know, it goes down in the hood, man. I'm sitting here talking about my homie getting shot up. Then I'm looking at the news, and they say, shootout in South Sacramento. My homie had to come slide through and pick up the songs I mixed down for him. So I'm waiting for him to come, so I had to go run outside real quick to go catch up with him. He pulled up on Super Spook. He said they got the streets sold up everywhere around here. Helicopter flying around. Street soda. So here I am talking about a nigga getting killed. And he's somewhere right now. I don't know if they shot out at the police shop. They said a shootout. That's what the news say. So everybody is mainly with this shit now, man. And I'm telling you, if you don't believe in good and evil, after this shit go down, after all this stuff start happening and everything is said and done, you will believe in good and evil. I don't use the word God and devil as much, you know what I mean? Because it's like, the decision is left up to you, whoever you want to call it, whatever you want to call it. So I just use the words good and evil. There's a fight going on between good and evil right now. If you don't believe that you have a soul inside of you, and it's not just a body walking around with blood and all that, you know what I mean? There is a conscience, a soul, feelings, emotions. There's all kind of other things inside you. And people's souls go in between. Like when you die, your soul leaves you, right? So you believe that much. We use that. So sometimes people's souls get taken over. You believe in the word possession. I don't know it. I'm just bringing, I don't know nothing about it. I'm just bringing up these words. So this is what so-called possession means. When it's just, your soul is just taken over by an evil force and you just running around doing all kind of shit. That's how you kind of like do shit, fly a child, and then be sitting on the couch holding your head like, damn, man, what the fuck did I just do? Woo-woo. And you kind of like flash out. I remember that doing that hella times. You know, a brother made me mad or whatever, and I just flashed out and start swinging, woo, woo. And then I'm sitting on the couch like, damn, man, I didn't have to go that bad on the nigga, though. Woo. So you kind of lose it when you go towards that evil side of you. And to me, that feels like a form of some kind of possession that just takes you over and just say, do it, do it, do it, do it. Right now, man, it just feels like a lot of people got a lot of evil in them. And they don't know no better, because something like that is stronger than a human being just walking around being a body. You feel me? Your soul and shit in this universe is way more stronger than you. The magic is way more big and stronger than you can believe. There is magic and shit like that going on, bro. And you can feel it. You know, when you say you go around people and you get that good vibe, like, you know, I feel, oh, no, I don't feel dude. He didn't. You know what I mean? It's because he got that evil in him. And there's a lot of people right now that just let that shit come in them, man. And certain things let it in. When you walking around, they say, you know, the symbols they put on people's clothes and the music you listening to and the shit you watch, all of that sends these type of things into your soul. It helps your soul weaken so this shit can get inside you and take your ass over. Next you know, you want to go kill a motherfucker. Make sure you know you want to go murder, rape, or do, you know what I mean? Because you're watching these images and all of this stuff that society put out there. You, half of the shit we wouldn't even know how to do if we didn't watch a movie. Niggas wouldn't know how to sniff cocaine. Niggas wouldn't know how to bang. Shit, half of this shit come from niggas watching Colors. Across the world, not from the places where they really originated from, whatever, you know. Gangs started from there protecting themselves from white people coming in their neighborhoods lynching niggas. So niggas started their own little gang, because the white people had gangs way before, you know, we had Irishmen, all of, you know, they gang banged against each other before we even thought about it. So the niggas said, man, we're going to have to come up with our little gang, man, because we tired of this shit. So they came up with their little gang, you feel me? Then they got too big, they got too strong. Then, you know, somebody else come up with their little gang across the street because they want to come up and have their neighborhood safe and do whatever. Then makes you know, here comes somebody that gets in the middle of them and make this gang look like that gang did somehow. We're going to have to turn these gangs against each other. We're going to make it look like he did. You know what I mean? Then the white gang turn the black gangs against each other. After that, they suck back and didn't have to do shit. That's what the fuck going on right now, man. Recycling the system, the systems that they know work already. That's why they're making remakes of certain movies and all that, because they know these movies and these things got in people's head. It possessed them. It was able for them to send their signals to their head like they wanted. Some people took it as entertainment, and some people took it as whatever they had to do to help them keep their population cool. They don't have to kill us off. They don't have to do certain things, because certain people are dying off of certain images they're seeing. Not just diseases, not cancer. This is just off the stuff they're seeing, man. The shit they feeding you, making you want to have a sexy girl. You know what I mean? Half of these niggas killing over females. We ain't gonna even mention that my homie had that a female was a part of the situation. Cause I don't know too much about it. I wasn't there. It wasn't my homie, so I don't speak on it like this. What happened in the woo woo? But what they said and a little bit of what I had to do with it, a female was in the situation. So niggas get to tripping over pussy and trying to look good. You know, you go get your fits, you go get your car, you go get your rims, you go get all your shit to look good for this female. And I'm not knocking a female because a strong female, that's why I'm not calling her bitches or hoes. You know what I mean? A female has been deceived too. There ain't just a black male running around here deceived. The female, the black female, has been deceived too. She can't even walk into a clothing store and choose to say, I want to buy some baggy, nice clothes that don't so much show off my figure and all that because I have a husband and kids at home. And when we're walking in the mall or the grocery store or whatever, I don't necessarily want my jeans so tight on my ass because some disrespectful dudes will be straight in front of my kids or straight in front of my husband trying to holler. Damn, baby, you got... The other day, I dropped my son's mom off at work. She's getting off work, getting out the car to go inside her work with her uniform on. And this old bummy, 50-something-year-old, damn, baby, wow, she got so much... What did he say? She got two asses and both of them fine. And then he turned around and somebody's like, oh, shit, you know, like, there goes, you know, she, he thought she wasn't together no more, but he thought that was my, he was there, he do look around, oops. I'm like, yeah, damn, man, come on, brother, show a little respect for the sister, man. I'm like, you coming at her with them little corny-ass lines and shit, man, she walking into work, bro, you mean to tell me your sister got to come? Then I'll come and pick her up and come back, and she like, yeah, he be doing. I'm like, this a bitch, you don't got to just go to work, you know, why you ain't said that? Tell that nigga, man, don't be ever. She just kept walking on into, you know what I mean? Because this is what they get all the time. Niggas just disrespecting them, coming at them all foul. So I'm saying that to be saying that the black female is going down too. They trying to take us both out. And it ain't just black people no more. Now it's just losers. Whoever don't want to be a part of their plan to follow their rules, then you. White, black, Mexican, Asian, Chinese, Japanese, whoever. If you ain't down with what they got going on, fuck you too. Off with his head. So I'm just saying, man, we are being deceived into killing each other, into killing ourselves. And there are things put in place to kill us. Invisible walls are put in around our neighborhoods and communities to keep us in a section. I was talking to my homie the other day, man, if you drive outside of where you're supposed to be at, believe me, the police going to be all on your ass like, what the hell are you over here for? They don't care if your tag's right, your license's right. You're going to tell me I'm turning my blinker, knowing I did. You didn't stop and make a complete stop, knowing I did. I seen you behind me, man. How the fuck I'm going to break all these rules with you right behind me? But no, he's going to still pull me over because what he's trying to tell you is so many words. Stay your ass over there where you're supposed to be at. What are you doing over here? Especially this time of night. No, we niggas get pulled over around here. So if you don't want to get pulled over or your car's cooking or woo-woo next time, don't come back through here. Because what that do is when they pull you over and they give you that feeling, you automatically hop back in your car feeling like, oh, shit, I'm gone. I got away with that nigga. I ain't never coming back over here. They know that. That's what an invisible wall is. Because they want you to stay right in your own little neighborhood. They ain't going to fuck with you around your own shit because there's so much stuff going on around there that they can't trip off the little shit like you. Selling weed or doing whatever you might be doing. They got all kind of, you know, niggas murdering niggas and helicopters. Or, you know, they got about 30 cops on this right now around here. Helicopters still flying around, so they ain't found the nigga, whoever they looking for, they ain't found them. So somebody else somewhere fucking up doing something, they can't trip off that. They got to come out of this. So, I mean, you know, I don't know what the fuck to do, man. All I'm trying to do is just lead by example. You know, because you can be one of them brothers that been through all that and use what you've been through to get you a little further and show somebody else, man, you don't want to do that. Don't go tell the next nigga, man, this is what you do, man. You take this bopper, man, and go up on that nigga, man, and then don't ever let nobody disrespect. It's another way to not be disrespected. But it's also a way to be cautious and to be smart. That don't mean you scared or you have fear because you choose to back down from a brother. You choose to say, all right, man, it's all good. You know, you got me. That means you smart, man. You live to see another day. But most of these niggas be like, nah, man, I got to do this right now. This nigga playing with me. He playing with my little bitch. Man, if the bitch want to be with the nigga or the bitch want to do whatever, man, let that hoe go. That's what she is. If she's a bitch, she's a hoe. If she one of them type of motherfuckers that want to leave it a real nigga, if you being a real nigga, if you not being a real nigga, then shit, she probably talking to another nigga that she feels made for her. Let her go on by the business and see it. Ain't no, I done seen niggas go up to the house and kill a hoe for trying to leave. Now, that's another way we taking each other out. Telling you, man, niggas wouldn't even know about pulling out no AKs and all that shit, man. You show me one neighborhood. I know some niggas that can probably cook up some cakes. I know some brothers that can probably find some shit all out to run their sinks and white boys and make some mess. But it ain't one nigga, white boy, or nobody that have a motherfucking gun making machine in their house. None. There's no nigga or white boy that has a motherfucking pill machine in his house. If he do, his father worked at a pharmaceutical place, so he came up on one because his dad owns them, and he gave it to him to play with. You can't go buy that type of shit. You can't go buy something like that. I mean, you know how many motherfucking years you'll get if you have some kind of machine in your house that made pills? If you have some kind of machine in your house that made guns, nigga, we don't make none of that. So if you go buy a gun, nigga, that's because the guns was put on the street just in case your stupid ass want to do something stupid. And they put on the street in case, you know, them motherfuckers want to protect themselves. So they want to have guns, so they have to put, you know, the right to have guns out there. But it's getting chipped away piece by piece. In a minute, they're going to say nobody has guns because they let us have guns and niggas disrespected it. All you had to do was wait till you was legal age, go down there and fill out the paperwork, pick the gun you want out the case, get it under your mat. Then you sitting at the house, nigga, hold on, we're going to keep it going. Then you can go and take classes and get licensed and all that to carry your shit right on your waist like a police officer. My cousin them do it all the time. Walker, him and his girlfriend, his wife. Let me rephrase that. Him and his wife. See, they got a little team situation going on. You know what I mean? Them two brothers and sisters, you know, that, you know, some of us not this far. But now they walking around. She keep her strap on her hip, all in the grocery store. He don't care who he is because, you know, he a big dude, whatever, you know what I mean? And every time he come in, whatever, everybody looking at him funny, whatever. So he just does not have the intention to go through the bullshit. He keep his shit in the truck or in the car or whatever, just around him. But she walk in the motherfucking store with her gun on her hip. I'm like, man, I wish like a motherfucker I could have that, but I done, you know, fucked up my name, credit all ugly and all. I ain't got no felonies and all that. So once I get shit right and I get it right, I'm going to the show, get my shit right to walk around with me one. But niggas don't be smart like that. We go by the throwaways and all that because I might have to thump a nigga. But if you out there doing something in stupid areas or whatever, you know what I mean, but you got to do that, then, of course, you don't face the consequences because you out there in the mix, man. That's what comes to territory. But now if I say, okay, Let me go buy myself some woo woo, keep it here like they said, keep it unloaded like they said, woo woo. Nigga, you'll be on the spot, nigga. And then nigga come right up on you and start trying to dump on you, and you get to your shit, nigga, you load it and pop, 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 you, nigga, that was self-defense. Tell them ways to protect yourself, man, without being stupid. Bottom line, I ain't telling niggas, you know, that we can't kill each other and don't protect yourself, because in this kind of world, in this type of shit we living in, you got to protect yourself. All I'm saying is don't go out there just, I mean, if you're in the middle of the street and you fight the nigga, he whoop your ass, take the ass whooping. That's all I'm asking myself to do. You know what I mean? If I'm out here, I'm like, nigga, come fight. Whoop my ass. I'm not no tough nigga. I'm no damn well. I'm skinny. I'm not finna whoop hella niggas' asses. But I'm smart, and I do know how to swing, duck, and hit hard. So that's what gave me a little bit of advantage on certain people. Because even a big dude can come rush at you and think because he's big, he's going to do certain things. But I know I'm smart. So I'm smaller. I can move faster. I can stick it 4 or 5 times while he's trying to get that 1-2 time. All he's going to do is get frustrated, discombobulated. He ain't trying, you know, before you know he's going to lose his breath because he's bigger than me. So I'm thinking smart. I ain't thinking scary and fearful like, oh, shit, this is a big nigga. He's going to whoop my ass. Then at the same time, I'm thinking, okay, this is a big nigga. He might whoop my ass. So let me find a way out of this, man. It ain't even like that, bro. I'm just saying, man, I'm a man, you a man. I mean, you know, if you feel that's wrong, then bro, then do what you got to do. But all I'm saying is, though, you know, I let you talk, you let me talk. You know, it's too wrong, man. Oh, nigga, fuck you, nigga. He talking to you with street shit. Fuck you, nigga. Boy, I hear you, brother. All I'm trying to say is, man, I don't want no problems, bro. I'm just trying to protect myself. What I'm going to do, man, I'm going to get on up out of here, man, because I see you getting kind of, ooh, yeah, nigga, get your ass up out of here, then, nigga. I'm walking away like this. Well, just let me walk up out this motherfucker, nigga, because I could do other shit and say, fuck you then, nigga. And fuck then, whoop, 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 nigga, pull out something, do something. And I might end up on the short end of the stick. Why do niggas always think they undefeatable? Just like Mayweather, nigga. That nigga gonna get knocked out in a minute, too. Nigga, just like, if you niggas didn't remember when Mike Tyson, niggas was running around like that, nigga. Mike Tyson was invincible, nigga. He was way bigger than Mayweather. And y'all think Mayweather can't be beat? He's a cash cow. They don't have another fighter, man, out there that's generating as much money as Mayweather is. So they gonna make sure Mayweather wins. So they can keep on bringing. The man just made a record-breaking pay-per-view. Why would they let him lose? That wouldn't make no sense, bro. They do their research on their business. They run a business, man. They ain't gambling. They not playing with y'all. They making sure that works. Nigga, if I set up a business, I'm not going to gamble. I'm going to make it look like I'm gambling because that's the trick to the consumer to make them fall for a trick and spend their money. So why do niggas be walking around like they can't get beat? It's because they watching this image on TV. They watching all these niggas that's tough running around this motherfucker and the homie on their block that they seen and the nigga walking around. You know what I mean? And this nigga was, you know, homie was all in the video talking and, you know what I mean? He was a tough dude. He had his little yelps on, you know what I mean? Tats all over his arms and all the shit. And so it say that he had beat up on the dude 3-4 days before it happened or whatever. Then the next day something else happened. The next day dude come back and woo, woo. So the nigga wasn't no punk. He wasn't no, you know what I mean? He whooped on dude and everything. But look what's up now, man. My brother gone. That easy. The nigga with his ass whooped still running around here. To, you know, he think he tough. The niggas that shoot the nigga, you know, the one that was a punk. He was the one that got his ass whooped all up and down the block. Couldn't take it. So he go home and get the gun. and then pop a nigga. And then when I walk around, I'm like, yeah, man, nigga already had land, nigga. You think that talking, that's tough to you? Somebody got, somewhere the world got me. I think I'm crazy, bro. I think I'm tripping. I'm just some different kind of nigga. And that's the way I was meant to be. That's why I'm in the little area I'm in, and I'm surviving being me. Because I'm a different nigga, man. That ain't no real shit to me. Real shit would be if the nigga whooped your ass and you took the ass whooping like a man and went home and said, yeah, homie, you got me, it's all good. See the nigga the next day and be like, yeah, that nigga, yeah, it's all good, you know. The nigga don't respect you. Probably walk up to you and shake your hand like, yeah, man, it's good, we cool now. Because now you know, okay, the nigga got me. You might see him 2 years later and be like, nigga, you know what, I'm finna get you again. You might have went home and came back and said, my nigga, hold on, fucked up, my nigga. Hell no, nigga, we got to go again. Nigga, respect you sitting out there getting your ass whooped 3 times. More than I do if a nigga whoop your ass and then you come back on the strap and you kill him. I don't respect that, my brother. Y'all hearing my little radio show? This is Real Talk with Emo, man. If you feel like I'm the type of nigga you got to feel threatened by, that you got to come up to me and pull a gun on me and shoot me, you's a weak-ass nigga, man. Because it's Emo, and I don't kill nobody. I don't swing. I don't talk shit to nobody, my nigga. But if you was to be hearing a radio show, I'd be like, yeah, that nigga be all on that little radio show, all on this little music and shit, because I talk the same type of shit on my music. Niggas be killing jokes, nothing. The song you got to change, this one, you know what I mean? This ain't no joke to me. I ain't just start talking this shit. I'm just getting bigger and better and more platform to speak my word. But this ain't nothing new to me, man. I've been trying to change this shit, man, try to speak to niggas, man, because we all we got. Ain't nobody else out there reaching out to us. Not the lost people. If you're a nigga out here getting your money and you trying to do whatever, you know what I mean? You can pay the lawyer fee, they don't like you. You can pay the court fees, they don't like you. You can pay your taxes, they don't like you. But us niggas that can't pay taxes, us niggas that can't go get a job and can't do nothing, you know, they way, they don't give a fuck about you. So all I'm saying is give a fuck about yourself, man. Don't never come up to me upset at me because of something I'm saying, man. This is just my voice, my opinion, and I know it's right. Can't nobody tell me what I'm saying is wrong. That niggas need to cut this bullshit out. Only reason why you might think it's wrong because I'm the only nigga saying. Not the only nigga saying. I got about 40 niggas in my life that we all say the same shit. But the problem is, when we say it, we go our own directions after that. We might come back together when somebody dies, get killed again. But when that shit happens, I'll be frustrated. I'll be furious. I'll be like, see, man, we got to get it, my nigga. See, this is the type of shit why we got to get it. And niggas be standing there looking at you like, well, I think this is the reason they chose us. We're not going to get it ever. All we're going to do is just die. That's why. Because they're killing your dreams, man. That's what they want to do. They want you to feel like you ain't going to be shit. You ain't going to never be nothing but a nigga on the corner pimping some hoes, pimping another female, pimping somebody's daughter, pimping into somebody's sister forever. Never be shit. I ain't going to never strive for nothing. And then a nigga sitting on 5-10 G's in the house when he could have went took that investment in some stock. You ain't got to invest in music, or do the nigga invest the shit in toilet paper. Nigga, you can come up in any business with about five racks. You can come up in the clothing business, the clothing line, any business that you think of with $5,000 behind it, you can be a millionaire tomorrow. It's all on you. Just like when you take $5,000 and you put it into the dope game. And you say, man, I'm going to go buy this little car, pound, whatever, whoop, whoop, and hit the block, man. Fuck it. Get to a certain point, man, stack your money and do that same thing with something else, that same attitude. Nigga, take your toilet paper up to all your people's in the house and nigga. Hey, my nigga, check this out, man. I know everybody use toilet paper, my nigga. And I got this first black on pulled toilet paper and I'm going door to door shit. I guarantee you niggas will buy that shit. But if you just come up with the idea and don't put nothing behind it, you know, you buy boxes of toilet paper. I got the toilet paper already. I'm ready to do this shit. I just need hella niggas there. You know, you waiting and you just sitting there with the boxes all around. Just look. Why did you buy it? You know that? I'm pretty sure when you bought that dope, you was like, oh, okay, nigga, man, I got to get out of here and get this shit off. So if you buy the toilet paper or whatever it is you choose to invest in, nigga, you get out there and get it off. It was your money that you spent. Don't worry about this nigga ain't riding with you and I wouldn't spend all this money because I thought everybody was going to be riding with me. No, it was just me. It's your money. But most niggas is lazy because they got investors, you know, other people behind them, backing them, whatever. I'm speaking for me because my whole little career, ain't nobody really believed in emo except the fans or people that heard my music that believe in my music. But my people around me, whatever, they like, you know, they just see me doing what I'm doing. They like, you know, whatever. 3 years later, you still doing that? Man, you still doing that? 5 years later, 10 years later, man, you still doing, man, you been doing that shit for hell. Yeah, it's going to cut. They don't believe that shit, though, because if they did, they would have been supporting me 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. So none of them motherfuckers support you. They ain't going to buy your shit. So you push your own shit, man. That's all I can tell you, folks. Some nigga ride up and try to smoke you because you doing better than him, or you riding harder than him, or whatever the fuck. Or you might have to smoke the nigga for trying to disrespect you and put you trying to protect you and your kids, and you might be gone for that. So before any of that happens, get your motherfucking money, man. That's what the basis of this show is today. Get your money, man. Get your money before it's too late. Before this motherfucking world change and they don't have money on the streets no more. All your money be on cards, nigga. All your money be called credits. And you be walking around here getting your eyeball scanned to pay for your food. Nigga, if you ain't got no money put up, nigga, you ass out. So when they switch the currency over, what you gonna turn in to convert to current to your little barcode shit? You ain't gonna have no money. So you're going to be walking around here with no money because whatever you think you can do or rob somebody and take their money, you can't. What you going to do, nigga, cut their head off, take their eye recognition? Nah, that's all computer scanned and attached to somebody's DNA and everything, bro. They got it set up to eliminate all this little bullshit. That's what the new world is about. You know, they tired of, you know, sending the police out here to check. You know, that's why you're seeing jobs and buildings and all this stuff closing down, man, because they're closing all that stuff down to resurface stuff. They don't need people to do jobs no more. They got motherfucking machines back at the car places, like the whole machine makes the car. They got a couple of people that they leave, that they left at the end of the assembly line to wipe the cars down. Just so they can make it look like they still have humans in the building. But the building has already been retrofit robots and stuff like that making the cars already. You know, you already can shut down all the Hollywood videos and Blockbuster videos and then made the red boxes and, you know what I mean, people walking up the vending machine and stuff to rent their movies. I seen the Best Buy in Vegas thing, the Best Buy vending. You know, you walk up to the vending machine and buy a little digital camera and all that. So I'm telling you, man, all this shit is going to change. So get your motherfucking money before you end up dead, before they end up killing us, before they end up locking our asses up, before they end up throwing us in concentration camps, before they start changing the way we used to shit going. Because niggas is used to getting this street money like it's going to always be here. And I always knew, nigga, well, if we didn't do nothing with our money, I used to ride around with 15, 20 niggas, all of them niggas gone dead in the pen or whatever, and we never could take our little money, nigga, and put it together. Because this nigga would be like having 5 G's, you got a 500, but you want to put your 250 in there, but he don't want to put none of his money in, because damn, nigga, shit, you only got 250. I wanted to put like 2 racks in, but y'all niggas ain't got nothing. Nigga, take your 2 racks, hit $250, hit $5, hit $10, nigga. Put it all together, everybody in this shit. Let's keep riding until we get it. We ain't gonna get it when we take that 5,000 that we got gathered up together and we go out there and make 10. No, that's not getting it yet. Getting it is being in for the long haul. You know what I mean? When we make it like 15, 20 years down the line, we ride Rolls Royces and we all bought houses, then we got it. We ain't got it because, oh, well, that nigga got, he made up. No. Even if that is happening and you down with the team and you know that's the star, you know he's a shiner, you know he's a leader, let the player lead. Don't start hating and then want to murder the nigga and invite him over here and set him up with a female, kicking the door and killing him, and he your partner. You know what I mean? Get your money, man. These niggas will kill you over nothing because they don't know no better, bro. It ain't their fault. They've been taught to kill niggas like that, to kill each other like that. So wake the fuck up, man. Don't just sit around and do nothing about it, man. The only thing I can say about doing this shit is get your money. That's the only thing we can do about it. I'm telling you. They'd give you a pass, my nigga, if you go get Michael Jordan money. But some of us don't believe we can get Michael Jordan money because we wasn't Michael Jordan. We wasn't playing basketball. We wasn't, you know what I mean? For me, man, I really believe at my age now, even though I fucked off a lot of my life, probably half of it is gone right now, I still feel like I can turn this shit around tomorrow and be a billionaire, trillionaire like I see. You know what I mean? Even if I don't reach and touch that kind of money, I want a company that exists after I'm gone that will touch that kind of money. Hopefully I put stuff into place so much it can't die. You know what I mean? Like if Russell Simmons died right now, Def Jam is still going to be around this motherfucker for a long time, man. It'll take a lot of people to fuck that off. So, you know, I'm trying to be a Def Jam after I'm dead gone. Man, I don't even care about interviews and all that no more. As you see, I'm rolling with the real talk, man. I got it on lock right now. I know what I need to be saying. And this is the type of shit I'm going to be saying every Monday night, man. So tune in to your boy, man. Real talk with Emo, man. Every Monday night, 10 o'clock West Coast time. Shout out to my homeboy, Jay Buddha Bully, man. He just sent me a nice slap. I didn't get to play because I just got it in my email. But I'm going to slap that for y'all next week. That's a song I did for him that's coming out on his album featuring your boy. So, you know, we're going to slap that next week. But now, I just wanted to say one love to everybody that called in today, everybody that's listening online, everybody that checked the show afterwards. It's just your boy speaking his mind, man. This is what Real Talk with Emo is about. I've been losing a lot of callers, I can see, because I ain't interviewing people and doing that jockey shit. But this is what I'm going to do. I see I'm keeping a lot of real people, though. That's all I want. Cut the fake and keep the real. Be safe out there, y'all. God bless and one love.
Yeah, what's up with it? You're tuned in to Real Talk with Emo. Thank you for tuning in, and hopefully you come back every Monday to check me out. Also, check out my write-up in the section of Royalty Magazine. And if you got any songs you want me to play on the air, just send them to emo3000@aol.com. That's emoe3000@aol.com.